In the bustling classroom, Bala, a mischievous boy with a mop of unruly brown hair and twinkling eyes, had a secret passion: hide and seek with his classmates' belongings. He'd stealthily snatch a pencil from May's desk, a vibrant eraser from Raj's case, or even Lily's beloved blue race car. These treasures found a cozy home in his own desk, a hidden cave of pilfered delights. One sunny Tuesday, Mrs. Lim, Bala's wise and gentle teacher, noticed a peculiar pattern. May's pink pencil had vanished, Raj's eraser was nowhere to be found, and Lily's prized race car had mysteriously disappeared. A gentle smile spread across Mrs. Lim's face. "My dear class," she announced, her voice calm yet firm, "it seems we have a sneaky game of hide-and-seek on our hands. Let's work together to find these missing treasures." Bala's heart skipped a beat. He glanced around, his eyes wide with a mix of excitement and trepidation. The other children eagerly began searching under desks and around the room. Mrs. Lim's gaze fell upon Bala's desk, her eyes twinkling with a hint of knowing. Bala tried to act nonchalant, pretending to search with the others, but his fidgeting betrayed his secret. With a gentle but firm hand, Mrs. Lim invited Bala to join her. They sat down together, and instead of scolding, Mrs. Lim asked softly, "Bala, why did you hide your friend's things?" Bala's voice was barely a whisper. I just liked hiding them. It was fun." He looked down at his scuffed shoes, his heart heavy with the realization that his actions had caused his friend's distress. Mrs. Lim explained that while he may have thought it was a game, his actions had made his friend sad and upset. Taking things without asking is wrong. Bala listened intently, his eyes filled with understanding. Mrs. Lim suggested a way to make things right. Together, they emptied Bala's desk, revealing the collection of hidden items. With Mrs. Lim's guidance, Bala personally apologized to each classmate, returning their belongings. Lily's face lit up as she hugged her blue race car, Raj whistled in admiration of his eraser, and May beamed at Bala, her pink pencil safely back in her hand. After returning everyone's treasures, the class came together to create a classroom rule chart. They discussed respectful behavior and how to solve problems if someone took something that didn't belong to them. They even brainstormed fun games that didn't involve hiding other people's belongings. Over time, Bala discovered that true joy came not from hiding things, but from sharing and playing fair. His bright eyes still held a spark of mischief, but now it was a kinder, gentler mischief. He became an active participant in class activities, using his inventive mind to create games that everyone could enjoy. He learned that genuine friendship was far more valuable than any hidden treasure.